Some library, fine china, crystal goblets, sterling silverware for each officer with his initials engraved on the handles. Now, you would immediately begin to question such, thinking about, okay, well, this is early on and this is more of an exploration, and in so doing, they're going to try to find passage across the Arctic Ocean. Two ships, and so each of the officers gets whatever finest of china and silverware they want for each of their quarters. Amazingly, each ship only took, however, a 12-day supply of coal for their auxiliary steam engines. The ships eventually became trapped in a vast sea of ice, and they were stuck. Several months passed, and the Franklin of the Franklin expedition, Lord Franklin, passed away. And so the men had decided, all right, we're going to send small groups to trek out onto the ice and try to find help. And they died. None of them survived. One of the stories that I think is probably most heartbreaking of the, one of the small manned groups that trekked out on their own, probably the most heartbreaking of all, the two officers took off on one of the treks. They pulled a large sled behind them. They made it 65 miles across the treacherous ice. And when the rescuers found their bodies, they discovered the sled, obviously. They looked at what was on the sled. And I want you to know that they had their silverware with them. I can only help but to think that some of this, the fact that they were not able to get as far as they did, you might think 65 miles, that was something, pulling that vast amount of weight behind them. How much further could they have gone if they hadn't worried about the silverware? We do the same things sometimes. We drag our baggage through life, and in our bags of baggage, we have things that we don't need. We take on so much with us. This is not really a lesson on materialism. This is really about our spiritual lives. Sometimes we take on things we do not need. Evil thoughts that hinder us, bad habits that drag us down, grudges that we never let go, and on and on and on we could go with that. How about fears? Anxieties, troubles, temptations, and on the list could go with those things. Do we ever stop to think that God can help us bear the load? And how would it look for God to help us maybe to carry that load? Could it be that He has admonished His children to help one another, to help bear that load? Paul wrote to the Galatians, that's the law of Christ, Galatians 6 and verse 2, for us to bear one another's loads. But I want us to notice tonight Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience or endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. We should learn from the race mentioned in this verse. This is for us to be mindful of how to day to day live life. And the excess baggage that we often are carrying about is something we should have shed long ago. Maybe it's even the case that it's some type of sin, some sin that we've even been forgiven of, and yet we carry along the baggage of guilt. And I'm going to tell you that that baggage of guilt is one that is hard to bear. And we've got to let that go and keep moving forward. Hence, we could read Philippians chapter 3. We don't have time to cover that one tonight. And maybe it's the case that there's anxieties, troubles that are around us. And we need to realize that that baggage needs to be let go as well. Because Paul reminds us in Philippians 4 to, in fact, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep or guard. And I get the picture there to lift you up and to bear you along, will guard you, will keep you in Christ Jesus. So all of those things, and maybe it's even the case that it is sin that we're practicing. The way of the sinner is hard. The prophet Isaiah reminds us of such. Sin that so easily besets us, it overwhelms us, it weighs us down, it plagues us. And we need to repent of it, drop it where it is, and ask for forgiveness, and keep moving forward in life. And maybe to those who have not named the sweet name of Christ, having put on Christ in baptism, then the baggage that you carry is a load that will keep you out of heaven. A load that will keep you from God. Would you repent of it? Would you confess Christ as the very Son of God and be baptized to wash away? Literally to drop that load off somewhere else at the blood of Christ. Be washed, be cleansed whole, and walk in newness of life. A brand new life. And so if we can help or encourage you this evening, if you have a need, come to the front while we stand, while we sing.